Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Talk about a bargain buy, $7 to get in the North-South game Friday night at Huff Memorial. You best believe it. AP elevated Scott Bless's North Cougs to number 5 on Wednesday, its highest ranking in AP in school history. And both teams possess outstanding kickers. Senior Noah Nelson expected to be back from soccer duty for the Northsiders. In the meantime, what happened last week? Graham Friend, the outstanding senior free safety. He booted his first career field goal at Terre Haute South, 22 yards. He's been averaging over 40 yards a punt this year. South counters with junior Bryce Taylor. He accounted for 11 kick points, including a 42-yard field goal in that shutout rout of Terre Haute North. Bryce with 5 touchbacks as well in the game.
You don't realize how valuable those guys are. Can't have a discussion about field position unless you have a guy that can put the ball where you want it. And Bryce has a really strong leg. He's going to have a chance to go play at the next level. I don't have any question about that. And he could probably punt and kick at the next level.
Panther head football coach Gabe Johnson on his outstanding place kicker, Bryce Taylor. Mentioning punters and kickers, James Evans in our next report. NFL starts tonight. Chiefs at home against the Lions to get it going. Pre-game at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the field flipper, no question about it, after one of the best punting performances in program history in the season opener, IU junior punter James Evans was selected as one of Ray's 8 by the Ray Guy Award earlier this week. Against the Buckeyes on Saturday past, Evans punted 6 times, averaging 54.2, a total that ranks number 3 all-time on the single game charts, and that total sits number 3 nationally after week 1, with his net average of 48.5 ranking him 7th in the FBS.
Collectively as a team, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. Individually, I had a pretty good game. A couple things like directionally punting probably wasn't my greatest game, but all in all, pretty solid game punting. So distance, hang time, direction, get off. I guess if things went good, what contributed to that? Just using this opportunity to grow in confidence.
Looking forward to Friday night's game at 7 o'clock against Indiana State. Out of Auckland, New Zealand, a punter junior, James Evans. All set numbers wise, number 2 versus number 5, the South Panthers hosting the North Cougars Friday night at Huff Memorial. By the way, the Chiefs and Lions, they kick things off from Arrowhead tonight, 7:30 pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So here we go, Rival Friday on the South Side at Huff Memorial tonight. Gabe Johnson's second-ranked South Panthers matching 3-0 marks with Scott Bless's fifth-ranked North Cougars. Bumping pads, they will. Establish the run, mandatory for the Northsiders tonight.
They are, what I would call a disruptive defense. They play fast, move a lot up front. They make it tough on an offensive line.
We're on pace to be obviously better than we were last year, and so those are good signs, I think, when we get to the quarterback. Putting pressure on the quarterback is kind of that. Those pressures are important. The pressures obviously affect the outcomes of games, too.
They have, through the first 30 pressures, 22 tackles for loss, 10.5 sacks, and that's what the Cougars will face tonight. Chalk Talk with both coaches at 6:30. Dave Novak joins me for the kick at 7. Black and Blue Trophy game at Patriot Field in Spencer as Owen Valley brings in Scott Fisher and the Mustangs. They battle at 7. Gabe Drew is back for the Mustangs, a big plus there. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk at 9:30 tonight. Don't forget Tom Allen's Hoosiers, Kurt Mallory's Sycamores of Indiana State. Big Ten Network at 7 o'clock tonight. Hoosiers 33.5-point favorites. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So this week, tonight, as a matter of fact, another starting point for Tom Allen's 7th Indiana football team. Some good in the defense last week we saw, some not so good offensively, which hopefully tonight will show more of a complementary approach than a conservative one that we saw last week against Ohio State.
Because to me, the whole point offensively is staying on the field. You know, it's be able to convert. So we had too many third and longs, which made it harder. And then to be able to stay on the field offensively, and we got to score points.
Well, that's the name of the game. And Taven Jackson, we do know, will be the man that hopefully will do that initially tonight against Indiana State, the Hoosiers' 33.5-point favorites. Rival high school night tonight as well, black-blue trophy game over in Spencer at Patriot Field as Scott Fisher's Mustangs take on Owen Valley. North-South, Chalk Talk 630 with both city coaches. Dave Novak joins me for the kick at 7. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk at 9:30 tonight. Big night of football. High school, as it should be. College, well, they should be playing tomorrow, but they're playing tonight. Best of luck to the Hoosiers. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.